Welcome to this podcast, produced by Imagine, your resource for early childhood music therapy. Imagine is produced by Della Vista Publisher and can be found on the web at www.imagine.musictherapy.biz. This podcast is entitled Composing Therapeutic Songs for Culturally and Linguistically Diverse Early Childhood Music Therapy and presented by Elizabeth Schwartz. While music therapists are well-trained, some are challenged to creatively and flexibly respond in settings where the therapist and the client do not share the same social, cultural, language, and musical background. In this podcast, Elizabeth Schwartz shares her thoughts and suggestions on how the unique qualities of music make it a perfect experience to find common experience and shared meaning for all.
Our education, training, and experiences as music therapists prepare us to flexibly and creatively meet the needs of our clients in the moment. This is something we, as practitioners, do every day. But this type of flexibility and creativity can be made even more challenging when we don't share the same language or culture as our young children and families. In the area of the United States where I practice, our communities are a melting pot, with multiple languages and cultural backgrounds from around the world. We have families from the Middle East, Eastern Europe, Central and South America, the Caribbean, and Mexico. We have families who have lived here for generations and families who just arrived in the United States. Children in my music groups come from every point on the economic spectrum, including those from very high to low resource communities. When we gather together for music time, though, it is my job to find a way to welcome everyone and to give each child and family member a place in the music where they feel a sense of belonging and community. A big job for sure, but one that is made easier by the unique quality of music to foster and promote human connection. That being said, when I'm asked questions about practice with diverse communities, the first request is often for a list of songs to use for people from specific countries, or for songs in languages other than English. While it can be very helpful to have a repertoire of songs from different ethnic backgrounds, or to know a few phrases in other languages, in this podcast, I'm going to suggest that we not get stuck on words and spoken language. It is more important that we focused first and foremost on the different elements of music and how creative attention to implied and shared musical meaning is the best way to include everyone in the music making. So how exactly do we do that in our music therapy work with young children? First, explore more inclusive theories of music therapy practice. In work with diverse communities, I have found the resource-oriented perspective promoted by Dr. Randy Rolisford most helpful. In writing about this work, she states, "Resource-oriented music therapy emphasizes the development and stimulation of clients' strengths and resources rather than reduction of symptoms or cure of pathology. Thus, the focus in therapy is positive experiences, mastery, and coping, rather than on difficult emotions, psychological conflicts, and problems. Collaboration and user involvement is highly emphasized." So in early childhood music therapy, this means supporting focused and engaged music making from both child and grown up. Next, think of music making as the antidote to systemic challenges that often accompany children and families whose place in the community is tenuous due to cultural exclusion, economic challenges, language barriers, or trauma. These systemic challenges may include stress, insecurity, and dysfunction across physical, safety, economic, education, medical, and environmental domains. So, as an antidote to stress, create trust through the music. Some musical qualities of trust are mutual musicking, movement synchrony, rhythmic synchrony, shared structure, and shared meaning. Next, as an antidote to insecurity, create belonging through the music. This is done through flexible structure, reciprocity, imitation, and inclusion of elements of the music connected to the music cultural of the family and child. More on this a little bit later. As an antidote to dysfunction, create an opportunity for health within the music. This can be done through rhythmic movement or play, shared attention, or tempo and meter choice, leading to regulation and organization and predictability. So how do you compose therapeutic songs that promote trust, belonging, and health for all of your children and their families? Here are some tips I've found helpful. First, explore the music of many cultures, particularly the cultures that are represented in your practice. Next, musically analyze this culturally represented music to discover key use of musical elements. Next, use some or all of these key elements, timbre, rhythm, meter, melody, and harmony, to compose new songs or flexibly adapt familiar songs or music experiences. Include elements such as consistent rhythm and clear structure to create a container for defining the overall music experience. Some examples here might be useful. Melodies and harmonic patterns are one important place to begin. In much of children's music from Western cultures, the melodies are constructed with predictable phrases that fit into a diatonic scale. The harmony is often a combination of the 1-4-5-7 chordal structure. While this music might seem very comfortable to your ears, melodies and harmonies from other cultures frequently include use of modes, complex scales, and even microtones. For a child who grew up in this musical environment, that is what is comfortable to their ears. Mindfully incorporating some of these scales and harmonic patterns into more familiar song structures is one way to validate these sounds from other cultures. So here is a gathering song that I wrote for a very diverse group of 4-year-olds. It is written in the Lydian mode. As I sing it, listen to the way the raised fourth of the scale creates a different sound and a different musical atmosphere. Come and join the circle and sing along. When we are in music, everyone belongs. Clap your hands or stamp your feet. Move your body any way to the beat. La 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 la. Another difference in typical children's music in the United States from music of other cultures is the use of rhythm and meter. Complex rhythms and meters are often prevalent. Mixed meters are very common. In the U.S., music from hip-hop and rap genre, heard in many homes, is built on a foundation of rhythmic intricacy, shifting articulation, and beat emphasis. So here is a song I composed that uses a mixture of duple and triple meters. It was influenced by music I heard when listening to traditional folk songs in Catalonia, Spain. Notice how I've combined the mixed meters with a clear overall structure and lyrics that have a theme. Come with me and swim, come hold hands and jump right in. Come with me and swim, come hold hands and jump right in. The water is cool, the weather is fine, so take a big breath, it's almost time. Bend your knees, curl your toes, take a breath, hold your nose, ready, set, go. Come with me and swim, come hold hands and jump right in. Finally, consider your use of timbre, articulation, dynamics, and tempo, both when singing and when speaking. Every language and culture has specific ways of understanding these musical qualities in terms of emotional and social meaning. As a New Yorker, my quick and sharp speaking manner is often misunderstood as rudeness. On the other hand, the timbre of my classically trained voice can be startling for children who are used to hearing a more strident tone in the music than they hear here at home. To sum it up, it's in the music that there is created space for including everyone.
Thanks for listening to this Imagine podcast produced in 2020.